Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to The Mark White Show. As students and families prepare for the new school year, one major focus is, of course, back-to-school shopping. According to the Cotton Incorporated Lifestyle Monitor Survey, families are expected to spend around $417 per student on clothing this year, a slight decrease from 2024. But with rising prices and changing priorities, how are families making smarter choices when it comes to clothing? Joining me today is Dr. Catherine Bruce, manager of Market Insights for Cotton Incorporated, to talk about the latest shopping trends, what matters most to parents and students, and how we can stretch our dollars while still choosing quality, long-lasting clothes. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Dr. Catherine Bruce.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Let's start with the big picture. What are the most notable changes in back-to-school shopping this year compared to 2024?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, the average spend is down from $472 per student to $417 per student. And parents tell us that shopping this year feels different, and for many of them, it's because of economic pressures. So one parent told us, everything is so expensive, it's already a struggle to make ends meet, let alone budget for school clothes. And it's just not as fun. And so for that, parents are looking at what can they buy that's going to last their kid all year and that they'll wear consistently every day for school.
Your survey highlights that about half of parents and students make shopping decisions together. How does that shared decision-making influence the kinds of clothing that are purchased?
Yeah, so, you know, we see a difference in priorities. Parents, they say they want comfort and quality and durability for their kids' clothing, whereas students are more likely to say they're looking for trendy styles. So, as you mentioned, that's going to be a struggle. One thing we suggest at Cotton Incorporated is, you know, buying those cotton basics, the denim, the t-shirts, the hoodies that are going to be able to be mix and match, that your students will be able to wear day after day, but they can change it around and fit those style needs that they have as well.
So let's talk about the impact of economic uncertainty. How is inflation or the market flux shaping the way families approach clothing purchases?
So one thing we see is, you know, parents aren't sure what's coming next. So about a third of parents say that because of rising costs, they're just going to shop earlier and try to get it done before anything else changes. Other parents, we see a range of other strategies, maybe reducing the clothing budget because you got to buy more school supplies, maybe increasing the clothing budget and trying to buy just fewer pieces so you can get the ones that are really going to last rather than getting everything on your kid's wish list.
My wife is a seamstress, and so this fits into what she does when I talk about sustainability. And sustainability is becoming more and more important for shoppers. What kinds of sustainable shopping habits are families starting to adopt, and how can those choices help them save money in the long run?
Yeah, so, you know, denim is a really standout choice. 7 in 10 parents say their child loves or enjoys wearing denim. And a lot of those kids will say they know about the environmental impacts of what can happen. And so knowing that the denim is going to last and it's going to return to the earth when it's all done is a comfort for both. We've done some math on this. Consumers keep a pair of jeans for an average of 8 years. So that means $50 pair of jeans worn 3 times a week, that's going to be just 4 cents per wear. So you're getting all those boxes of sustainability, longevity, and then, of course, denim jeans look cool. So we're all good.
I really like that insight, bringing it down to what's the value for wearing a pair of jeans each day.
Exactly. And if you compare that to, you know, you buy a cheap pair that gets a rip right away, right? You're going to get more value over the long term by choosing quality. And that's what a lot of parents know and are hopefully trying to teach their kids as well.
Okay, so what should families be looking for when it comes to quality clothing? What signs or labels can help them identify pieces that will last?
Yeah, so, you know, looking at the label for that cotton content, many clothes come with a seal of cotton, either on the label or even I'm wearing a seal of cotton on my outfit right now. So those are some signs you can help. But, you know, when you're getting cotton, you're going to get a certain amount of quality. It's going to break down when you're done wearing it. It's going to have a lot of those. So check your labels both on the physical clothes and on the listings to make sure you're getting what you think you're getting.
Catherine, do you have any specific tips or strategies for families trying to stay within budget but still invest in good quality clothing for the school year?
Yeah, so if you go to thefabricofourlives.com, we have a link on there that says Shop Cotton, and that's going to give you lots of specific brands, styles, price points of different clothes that you can find. You already know we vetted it for you to know that it's made of cotton. And those will kind of help give that basic start to your wardrobe that your kid can then add on to that according to their styles.
Are there certain types of items parents should consider spending a little more on for longevity and others where it's okay to save?
Yeah, you know, so that's where we talk about, you know, talk about basics, right? Layered pieces. a good quality pair of jeans, a few t-shirts that are going to last and not get holes into it. And then, you know, maybe accessorize to change those pieces around. So that's going to depend on your kid's style. But what we think about is, you know, the basic layers that students are going to wear, and then add your flair on top of that.
How can brands and retailers better support families during the back-to-school season, especially those shopping on tighter budgets?
Yeah, you know, letting them know what the fiber quality is, right? What the fiber content is, what they're getting, where it came from, and what kind of quality you can expect. Providing things like a seal of cotton so consumers know that that's what they're getting. Those are the kinds of things that that parents look for to know that, you know, they're not being sold a cheap piece, right? So shopping from somewhere you know, from brands that you trust, and with the materials that you trust as well.
Before we get into where listeners can go to learn more, I have a couple of questions for you. What got you into Cotton Incorporated and this passion for your work?
Yeah, so I describe myself as a recovering academic. I used to, I have a PhD in sociology, and I taught college for a bit, and love you teenagers, but I decided I needed to take a little break before my kids got that age. So that's what got me into, I love doing research, and Cotton Incorporated is when we've researched, you know, every cycle of the cotton lifestyle. And for my own, you know, side of that is the consumers, knowing what they're looking for. I love getting in the minds of people out there. And there's so much to discover once you start researching a topic like cotton.
And who are some individuals that influenced you to be where you are today?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Our leader recently left our company here, but she led our division, Kim Kitchings, for years. And she was a real inspiration to me in just thinking broadly about what, you know, you can do with cotton and what, you know, this industry, we're here to promote cotton for the industry. And, you know, been a great leader in thinking about my own career and where I want to go with that.
Where can listeners now go to learn more about your research and to find tools or tips on smart clothing choices this season?
So for more on the research, you can go to lifestylemonitor.com. And for more on, you know, what you might be looking for, you can go to thefabricofourlives.com, and there's a link that Shop Cotton, where you can find lots of great ideas for things to purchase.
Dr. Catherine Bruce, thank you for joining me today and for sharing these valuable insights to help families make smart, sustainable, and cost-effective choices this back-to-school season. And thank you, Cotton Incorporated, for bringing you to us today.
Thank you so much.
And speaking of family-focused events, coming up next is Lori Franklin with details about the upcoming Celebrate the Family Expo happening September 13th at the Finley Center in Hoover, Alabama. It's a day of fun, connection, and resources for the whole family, and you don't want to miss it. Stay tuned. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at HydrationL.com for more information.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Families come in all shapes and sizes, but no matter the makeup, one thing's for sure, time together matters. And that's exactly what the Celebrate the Family Expo is all about. Coming up on September 13th at the Finley Center in Hoover, this is a free, family-focused event, fun, connection, and valuable resources for parents and kids alike. Joining me right now to share what's in store is Lori Franklin with Birmingham Christian Family, the team behind the amazing community event. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Lori Franklin.
Thank you for having me, Mark. You know, we are gearing up for 4 hours of constant fun on Saturday, September 13th, and we sure want to invite, all families of all sizes and, all ages to come out and join us.
Lori, let's start with the big picture view. What is the Celebrate the Family Expo all about, and what inspired this event in the first place?
Yes. So we started the event in 2020, before the pandemic, to celebrate the 20th birthday or anniversary of Birmingham Christian Family Magazine. And as you know, Mark, a big part of our mission and focus is to connect families with resources as it relates to their physical, emotional, and their spiritual well-being. And we do that through, our content. We do that through our website, and we have created, and have a real loyal following of people and families. And so we said, why don't we do something to celebrate these families, these readers in our community, and in person bring to them some of these resources that we talk about, every month in the magazine. So those physical, emotional, and spiritual resources that our community has, organizations offer. And so that's really what started it. And then we, of course, wanted to have some entertainment aspects along with the resources for the kids and the parents. So that first year we had our kids zone and inflatables and that kind of thing. And over the years, as you know, having experienced it last year, we added the celebrity chef stage, which was a huge hit, with the older group. So that's what started in. And so this actually bookmarked the end of our 25th year. So this is our sixth expo. And we have just completed 25 years of spreading good news in Central Alabama.
So you mentioned the chef feature and then also the kids zone. What other types of activities or attractions will be available for children, teens, and parents alike?
Absolutely. So we will have a face painting person. Our painted personalities has been with us every year. She is just amazing. And so she will be there doing free face painting. We have actually added a balloon artist who will be with us for the first part of the expo, and she will be making balloons and giving those out to the kids. We will have some animals on site. 2x2 Rescue will be there, so some really cute puppies to pet and play with, and possibly prepare to take home. So these are dogs that are being cared for and looking for for a forever home. And then we will have, you know, with that celebrity chef stage, we'll also have like food samples, that kind of thing. So every 30 minutes, we'll have a different chef on stage. And when they finish their presentation, the audience will get to sample what they have. We're going to have free shredding again. Recyclability will be on site. So for families that maybe have collected, you know, those old financial documents, tax documents that you don't need anymore, bring them to the expo and they will shred those documents for you for free. Vapor Ministries will be there again. We encourage people to clean out their closet or their garage and bring gently used items that they can donate to Vapor Ministries, who in turn has those items at their thrift stores, which supports their mission work abroad. Some really amazing work that they're doing in Africa right now.
Let's talk about the family dynamic. How does this event bring families together in a meaningful way, Lori?
Well, you know, there's something for all ages. And the bingo game, I think, is what really brings them together. We could call it birthday bingo, again, to tie in with our birthday. But when people arrive, they'll get a bingo card that they can take to each exhibitor. And each exhibitor has a special stamp, and they fill that bingo card up. So they're getting a chance to go and visit with all these different organizations and then be entered to win some great prizes. You know, we're very thankful to our sponsors like Alpha Farmers and Children's and Jimmy Hale Mission, all who contribute so that we can have the event space and also contribute to some great prizes and great giveaways for that. So I would say the meandering through, I mean, there's plenty to keep you busy for 4 hours, and we even include lunch as far as we'll have some great food vendors there. Lil Bougie, who I think you might be familiar with, will be on site, as well as Southern Coffee and Waffles. So you can go grab right outside the entrance your lunch and come back in and hit the rest of the exhibit.
Let's talk about the Finley Center and people who come to the event. Do they need to register in advance?
No, they don't. So it's free event, no admission. And I will say that the first 200 families will get a swag bag filled with all kinds of cool stuff, including like a Chick-fil-A sandwich and coupon and things along those lines. So come early. If you want to participate in that piece, the doors will open at 10 a.m. And then, you know, we'll have all the fun taking place till 2.
And we still have just over a month before the event takes place. How can businesses, vendors, or community organizations get involved if they want to take part in the expo this year?
Absolutely. And there is still time, and we do have a few spots left as far as for exhibitors. And we would love to have, you know, area businesses and organizations, nonprofits, join us with that. So basically, they just go to birminghamchristian.com, and on our main page, you will see the expo bar and click on that, and it will take you to all the details. It's easy to register online, but that's just birminghamchristian.com, and then click on that expo graphic, and you will be set in terms of being able to find all the details and to register. And we do have a special nonprofit rate so that those organizations who may, in you know, often do have a much smaller budget can be a part of the event as well.
And I want to give you a chance to personally invite Mark White Show followers. For someone who's never attended before, why should they make plans to be there on September 13th?
Well, it is just 4 hours of fun is how I would describe it. And you're there with people who are engaged with the community, want to help the community. And so it's just a fun 4 hours. And as you know, the Finley Center is a great space in the sense that it is indoors. So if the weather's hot, which it could be on September 13th, or if we have rain, I don't think we could have snow, but you know, all of those things will take place inside. So it will not hamper your plans in terms of the weather affecting the event itself and being able to spend, you know, 4 hours with the family and experience all the different activities that we have.
Again, the Celebrate the Family Expo is happening Friday, September the thir- or Saturday, September 13th at the Finley Center in Hoover, and it's completely free for families to attend. You can find all the details, including event times and a list of activities, at birminghamchristian.com/expo. Is that correct?
That will get them there, or just birminghamchristian.com will land you on the details.
All right. A big thank you, Lori Franklin, for joining me today and for the great work you've done, your team's done, and are doing to strengthen families across our communities.
Well, thank you very much for allowing us to get the word out. I appreciate it very much.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're trying to do to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.